With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 18th of July. Happy Friday coming up.
An app is a key support to assist people in exiting homelessness.
Locked out, Simon Community highlights lack of HAP properties and Dublin homeowners facing steep rise in their property tax. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning, only 32 properties were available to rent for HAP tenants in 16 parts of the country in June. It's a drop of over a fifth since March. Today's locked out of the market report by the Simon Communities of Ireland shows there were no properties available to rent in 8 areas. The charity's executive director, Burr Grogan, says it's harder to get HAP rentals in rural areas.
Of the 32 properties that are available, 22 of them are in Dublin. So there is obviously more choice and options within Dublin. So outside of Dublin, there are areas with no. And HAP is a key support to assist people in exiting homelessness, or a key tool that can be used to prevent people from having the traumatic experience of homelessness.
Homeowners in parts of Dublin are facing a sharp rise in their property tax. Dublin City Councillors are expected to vote for the very first increase since the charge was introduced in 2013. In a pre-agreed move, they won't implement the discretionary discount of up to 15%. That, coupled with the re-evaluation of the tax bands depending on property values, is likely to see many homeowners in Dublin City paying up to 34% more in property tax this year. Israel says it regrets any damage caused to Gaza's only Catholic church, adding that a stray ammunition hit the building. The IDF says initial inquiries suggest shell fragments hit the church mistakenly, while Israel's foreign ministry insists it did not target churches or religious sites. Church officials say 3 people have been killed and 9 others wounded. Shadi Abu Dawood's mother was one of those hurt.
The church was struck and innocent people, elderly and children, were inside. My mother sustained a shrapnel wound to her head. We just want peace.
Keir Starmer says there are no adequate words after a child died in a school coach crash in Somerset in the UK yesterday. Authorities say 21 passengers were taken to hospital after the 70-seater bus came off the A396 near Minehead, overturned on its roof and slid 20 feet down an embankment. The British Prime Minister has thanked emergency services for their swift response. Rachel Gilmore is the local MP.
This will affect not just the children, not just their parents. It will affect grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins. And it's a day that I wish I didn't have to comment on.
The White House has announced US President Donald Trump is suffering from a chronic vein condition after speculation over more photographs showing bruising on his hand. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has previously said Trump's bruises were consistent with tissue damage from frequent handshaking while taking aspirin. The 79-year-old has regularly touted his good health and describes himself as the healthiest president that's ever lived. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is threatening to sue the Wall Street Journal over a story about his relationship with convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Documents seen by the paper include an apparent birthday letter from 2003, which it's claimed includes the drawn outline of a naked woman. Posting on Truth Social, the US president described it as fake and ordered grand jury transcripts relating to Epstein be released. Deaths in the workplace are at their lowest level in 36 years, according to the Health and Safety Authority. Its 2024 report also looked at emerging risks in the workplace like bullying. Breffni Clack has more.
HSA conducted over 11,500 workplace inspections and investigations across all economic sectors, with a particular focus on high-risk areas, including construction, agriculture and healthcare. The HSA say while there was a welcome decline in the number of reported workplace fatalities, they were down to 34, and that's the lowest level recorded since the authority's establishment in 1989. The authority carried out targeted inspection campaigns across construction, agriculture, waste, quarrying, manufacturing and public service sectors. It also say it addressed emerging risks such as workplace bullying, psychosocial hazards and fatigue through focused initiatives.
There's been a mixed reaction to an increase in nighttime flights at Dublin Airport. Flights weren't allowed to use the north runway between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m, but they're now allowed up to midnight and from 6 a.m. Dublin Airport has been granted permission to put on more nighttime flights. Some residents' groups are strongly opposed. However, local councillor Tony Murphy believes it's a positive development.
Well, I think the planning decision overall is very welcome because it brings much needed clarity around the use of Dublin Airport and the North Runway especially. But it's also, it helps us move forward now with the DAA being able to complete a planning application to Fingal County Council, which has been held up for some time. And we need to move forward on that. So it's all good news.
And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy is three shots off the lead heading into this morning's second round of the Open Championship at Portrush. The Masters champion says he's satisfied with his performance so far after carding a 70 last night to sit on 1 under par.
Overall, you know, happy with the start, very solid, considering I think I only hit 2 or 3 fairways for the day. Felt like I was chopping out of the rougher, out of the fairway bunkers most of the day.
And Rory McIlroy's back out on course just before 10 past 10. Shane Lowry's also 1 under. He gets his second round underway at 10 past 3. Padraig Harrington is 4 over. Tom McKibben is 1 over. They're grouped together for day 2, setting off again at 26 minutes past 11. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.